It shakes. At Nachman's, in the poor man's hut in the poor shtetl, they live in constant fear. And if somebody does something, if somebody even moves, they shout to one another, "Careful!" At Nachman's, they never get to eat their thin soup in peace, because the minute the bowl is put on the table begins to shake, and the best bit, the bit on top, spills. And then they have to eat very carefully, making a great effort not to move the table so as not to spill the rest of their thin soup. And if they do manage to finish their meal in peace, without incident, each member of the household breathes a sigh of relief, silently thanking God for his mercy, for the fact that the table didn't act up this time. And supper time, it's worse. They eat supper by the light of the kerosene lamp, and their fear doubles, because the glass shade, bought on installments, is one size too big, and shakes in its holder. Caution increases, and when one shouts, "Careful, the table!" another helps out and shouts, "Careful, the shade!" And sometimes, in a pinch, when both table and glass shade begin to shake, they all shout at once, but abbreviated, "The shade! The table!" and don't start eating again until both abnormal household objects have calmed down. Nachman and his household have already applied many remedies to the problem of the table and shade. Under the lame leg, they placed a brick. It didn't help, however, because the floor isn't level. They wrapped paper around the lampshade holder. It held one evening, but came loose again, and the shade began to shake. And thus, after much pondering, it was left alone. And after supper, with everyone calm again, the business with the two beds starts up. They, too, evidently have been infected by the table and have been shaking for several years now. And when they get into their beds, it seems as though at any minute they might fall out, and only by a miracle do they manage to sleep through the night. And sometimes, when it's blowing out, the window panes at Nachman's shake in their frames, and the shingles shake up on the roof, and the whole hut shakes. And then it seems to Nachman that any minute it will all come crashing down, and he'll have nothing. No broken table, no glass shade one size too big, no shaking beds, and no old hut. And that's how Nachman lives his whole life, in fear, and his whole life shakes.